Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy pensions team. It's Monday the 7th of November. For workplace pension schemes and sponsors, here's our roundup of the latest developments. Firstly, on pensions dashboards, the Financial Conduct Authority has published its final rules and guidance for regulated pension providers. Most providers must implement the rules and be connected to the dashboard's digital architecture and ready to process information requests by the 31st of August 2023, although there is provision for smaller providers who are relying on a third-party integrated service provider to have a later connection deadline. We also report on an interesting decision from the Employment Appeal Tribunal in relation to the validity of the UK's restriction on the application of age discrimination rules. In this case, members of a pension scheme challenged the fact that their benefits had been reduced due to them being under normal pension age when their scheme entered PPF assessment. The reduction was made in reliance on the UK's exception from rules prohibiting age discrimination that covers benefits accrued before the 1st of December 2006. The Employment Tribunal had held that the legislative exclusion was contrary to EU anti-discrimination law and should be disapplied. On appeal, the Secretary of State successfully argued that this did not apply to the majority of members who had made claims after the UK ceased to be a member of the EU, because it's no longer open to a court or tribunal to disapply domestic UK law on the basis that it's incompatible with general principles of EU law. The full version of What's New This Week also covers the latest HMRC Pension Schemes newsletter, which provides updates on using the Managing Pension Schemes service. That will be available later today by email or at allenovery.com.